reached Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com, your home on planet Earth. Right, Fiona?
Absolutely. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, honey. I hear you got us a great quote from Wayne Dyer.
Yes, and we both love Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
As you realize that you are responsible for your reactions in any moment, others will cease to have any power or control over you. Let me read it one more time. As you realize that you are responsible for your reactions in any moment, others will cease to have any power or control over you. I think that's a very powerful, that's Wayne Dyer. It's a very powerful quote.
It's one of my favorites, and there's two points to this that I love. The one that he makes, and then an unstated one, but the one that he makes is if we take responsibility for how we feel about how others react to us, whether it's something we've said or done, they hold no power over us. We can let that go. We can stop that broken record, which I wonder what they think of me, and have I embarrassed myself, or have all of those things go by the board. The other unstated aspect of that quote that I really like is take responsibility for your own actions, thoughts, deeds, and everything. If you can take responsibility for what you do, then there's no point in blame. Take responsibility. Oh, I did that. That wasn't right. I'm sorry. I won't do that again. Or what did I learn from that? And then that holds no power over you either.
It's a very difficult thing to see what we've done and to share that with others, because somebody came to stay once and they broke something and they hid it. But then I remember we had a cleaner who broke an expensive bottle of perfume back in the 80s, and she came to me with it and said, you know, I take it out of my wage. And I said, of course not. You know, you have breakages sometimes. But it was,
it was a hidden fact.
She didn't hide it, but another person who came did hide something they had lost, they had broken. So it's like we have to ask ourselves, what am I afraid of if I'm hiding stuff? Can I express myself and share things with people in a compassionate and kind way, coming from my heart, breathing from my heart and my feet? And if I can do that and be compassionate and loving, I can say anything to anybody. I don't have to hide anything.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that's a big deal, because our reactions are 100% our responsibility. They're never the other person's problem.
And once we recognize that, we can stop worrying about what other people think, say, or feel about ourselves, you know, because that's not our problem.
And we can choose not to be with or to hang out with that person.
Yeah.
Or to, you know, communicate. We can choose to leave their presence or not see them.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
The other aspect of that is to understand when people say something uncomplimentary or awful or hurtful about you, is to understand that actually there's something going on in their life, and it's about them, or they're just taking it out on you, but it has actually nothing to do with you. So you can let go of the anger for that reason as well. Just let it go.
And I think sometimes it's hard to let go, though. But if we do a tapping, you know, an EFT tapping or a Byron Katie or something, it's easier. Or sometimes talking with somebody or sharing it can all be really helpful. I think that we get back to the old thing that Barry Long used to say, which is we are not – when we react – we're robots. We're reacting from a pattern that's inside us and it takes us over. We've got 90 seconds before it takes us over. So if we find that energy, and I know with Abraham Hicks' work, they have the emotional guidance system, and it shows where you are on that and where you can go. But I think if we start to react and we start to say it's your problem and point the finger outwards, we want to stop and say, point the finger inwards and just say, how is it affecting me? And say somebody yells at you, you could just do one of two things. You can either stop and relax and just say this in your mind, say this has nothing to do with me, I'm going to turn and walk away. Or you can say to the person, look, you know, when you yell, this is how I feel.
Yeah. And another thing you can do, which happened to me not so long ago when my sister, bless her, got really angry with me and pointed fingers at something and told me that I always did this or I always did that, which is never a helpful thing. But I said, well, I never thought of it that way. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you. And it so totally took her by surprise. She was at a loss for words. So I was honest with myself. I was honest with her, and it gave her something to think about at the same time.
Yes. So all of those things are really helpful if we are reacting. It's not the other person's fault. It's a button inside us. Excuse me. It's a button inside us that has been pushed and that we have allowed to be pushed. So, you know, taking a few moments to breathe, taking a moment to put our fingers together, taking, you know, a moment to feel our feet, breathe through our heart. All of those things just drop us out. In fact, just even taking a second, like if you count to 5 seconds, before you say something or do something, that the gap, the little bit of the space there, gives us enough time to become conscious of the reaction that's rising.
And that's it. Then we can respond rather than react. I love what I love to do in that moment. If it is maybe count to four and soften my belly, because mm-hmm. when we have a soft tummy or soft belly, we can't be fearful and we can't be hateful, angry. So before we respond, count to three or four and soften your tummy. And that really, 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 really helps. And then we have, I mean, that's 4 seconds less than the 90 seconds that Barry Long says. Was it Barry Long that says we have 90 seconds?
I think it 90 seconds before the... If we start to react, we have 90 seconds before it completely takes us over. You know how when people
get
angry, they can't stop.
It
just takes them over. Mm-hmm. And so in the point of talking to somebody when they really are angry or in a major reaction is a waste of time.
I got to tell you, my son called the vet the other day to get the kitty in, McFitty in, to the vet, and the vet was just out, you know, bad-tempered and this and that, and sounded like she had no time to talk. And what Luke said was, it sounds like you're having a really tough time right now. I can call back. And she immediately apologized and said, no, I'm trying to walk and do two things at the same time. And he said, well, I can call back. And that was, I loved that when he told me that story. Of course, when he told me, he was pissed off that she had answered that way. But, you know, what a great thing to say, I'm sorry, it sounds like you're having a hard time. I'll call back.
I think that's a great thing. I've actually used it with, not with callback, but if people who are serving me have been really grouchy, I sometimes look at them and say, looks like you're having a really hard day today.
Yeah,
and it does, it's a compassionate thing to say because much of the time, you know, people who are serving us in stores or even restaurants, it's a tough job, you know, to be compassionate. That they're having a bad day, I think really is helpful.
Yeah, exactly. Whether you're in the checkout line or in a restaurant, if you get to go into a restaurant, I hear we're going back into the masks.
I heard that. Yes, back into the masks. I wonder if restaurants will be closed again. But for a little while, we were back into restaurants.
Yeah. Well, we just have to be, I feel we just have to be patient with it. Just, you know, we were forced in some cases to be patient over the last year and a half anyway, and we must have learned some skills from the lockdown and everything that we've been through. And so now as we're beginning to come out or go back in, let's just practice our patience. Sorry to get off topic, but
but I think let's get back to when we react, someone has almost complete control over us. Because it's almost like if you think of one of those, like a puppet, they're in a sense puppeting us with, you know, like...
They've got the control.
They have the control. And once we're playing control games, it's a very difficult thing to get back to balance. And then it becomes often a fight of push and pull. I want the control. You get the control. And so if we stop the reaction, then they don't have control of us. We have balance and ease in us, and we can get to the bottom of what is happening.
Mm-hmm. I love, I've always loved the, that putting on that pause button to, which gives us enough time to see how we want to respond to something rather than reacting. So, you know, and I think we need to take ownership of ourselves, and the best way to do that is to respond rather than react. And read the Wayne Dyer thing again.
Okay. Let me just get here. It is as you realize that you are responsible for your reactions in any moment, others will cease to have any power or control over you.
Yep. It's so important.
It's such an empowering thing, because so often it's almost like we're in a, like waves. It's like we can't get out of the reactions. And most people, it was certain people or with certain things. And if we take a few moments, as we've said, with the things we've said, and there are lots of other ways you can do it too, that to realize that do you want to be controlled by somebody? Well, if you're reacting, they've got control over you. And that means that's dangerous, because then there can be like a war starting, and you feel like then we get the whole victim blame thing going, and it's so important if in that moment you can step back and
And even if you've let it go too far and you're reacting, and once you realize that you've been engineered into this flurry of anger or upset, it's still not too late to put the pause button on, even in the middle of an argument. Say, wait, let me just think about what's happening here. I want to be able to respond to you rather than react to you. So let me just calm myself down for a moment. I mean, by even doing that for yourself, you're teaching somebody else how to do it.
Absolutely. And one of the things I have said to myself, too, is in my mind, I'll just say, stop it. Just stop it now. And I say it in my mind, depending. And that is, sometimes self-talk can be amazingly helpful, because if we just learn that as soon as you start the reaction, we tell ourselves to stop it now. And that gives another break. It's all about taking a moment or two of break before we get lost in the reaction. And and it's all a gift. It's all self-expansion, because it brings consciousness to us. But it's painful to go into reaction. And then we tend to go into the blame game, like it's their fault. And actually, nobody can make us do it. We do it to ourselves every single time.
Every single time.
Somebody may keep doing that. We may think they're pulling my strings. Well, in a sense, I said that before, but actually what's really happening is that we're pulling our strings from our reactions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's never too late to pause it. It's never too late to put it on pause if you've let it go where it's gone too far or you're in a tiz. It's never too late to put it on pause. Go soft belly and say, let me get back to you on this. This is not how I wanted to respond to you.
And you can also just turn away.
Yeah.
I've done that too. You know, in personal relationships, starts to get too much. I've either said, you know, I'm starting to react now, I'm going to turn away, or just turned away and walked away for a bit and looked out a window. All of those things are really helpful when we start to react. And because the personal people are the ones that are closest to us, the ones that push our buttons the most. We can be really balanced and easy. And you see this with a lot of spiritual teachers, is that in their teachings and in their things they're doing with people and out in the world, they're really balanced and easy and calm. But you get them in a relationship back home and they're reactive. Because, you know, there are layers that we can keep ourselves balanced. But when somebody is really close to us, we tend to react the most because they're very deeply into us.
Yes.
The buttons get pushed much more powerfully.
Such a good thing you chose today to talk about.
Well, he is such he was such an amazingly helpful person, Wendaya, and he has so many great things. I find them on Instagram, and every so often I think, oh, that would be a good podcast.
Well, I just, the other thing is that when we find people with great minds and big hearts and intelligence, and they help us through things, those are the people for me that live forever. Because their wisdom doesn't die with them. The wisdom goes on forever. And, you know, blessings to him for all the work he did and the life he lived to give us this wisdom.
And the interesting thing, if we're going very esoteric here, is that nobody's mind is gone because it's always in the energy lines of the planet.
Yes, exactly. In the vibration, the energy line or the vibrations, it's absolutely true. And we've put that in our course on what have we called it now? We've got so many students taking this course on Udemy.
On Udemy, it's about dying. I can't even remember what it's called now.
Fearless death or walking someone home. Anyway, yeah, look it up because Fiona and I have been given so much wisdom in a lot of the work that we put ourselves out there for, and we just want to share it. And that's
you
it.
Can find you can go to Earth Tribe Radio and book sessions too if you'd like some mentoring from either of us. And there's so much that we can do to be empowered within ourselves because we are such vast, amazing beings, every single one of us, no matter what we've done in the past. We can always access that space of us that is beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such an amazing gift. I mean, getting back to the whole thing that's in the ether again, I remember my dad was a really brilliant person, and he had, like, endless knowledge. You could ask him something about anything from biology to whatever it was, and he would know about it in incredible detail. And when he died, I thought, oh, my goodness, all that knowledge, and where has it gone? And then I was told, well, it's everywhere. It's accessible to everybody now.
It's so beautiful.
We know that we are empowered beings, and we are empowered only if we are not reacting. And yet, we don't blame ourselves for reacting because everybody does sometimes. So, just think today when we're all walking through the day, we start to react to anything at all. It could be a news story, it could be anything. Just stop, feel our feet, feel our hands, relax our belly, and say, I don't need to react. I can just stay here and work out what action or response that I can take at this time.
Exactly. You made me. Just reminded me of a time where my husband was so angry with me, and I was driving. We were in the car, and he just exploded. exploded, and so I just opened the window on my side of the car and leant back so I could let it all go out the window because I was not going to take it on. Mm. And it just brought a smile to me, so I didn't react to it at all. I didn't react to it at all. So, yeah, just as you walk through the day, know that there are ways to do it. There are ways to not react. And use your pause button, your soft belly, and see how you want to respond.
And just be aware that none of it is, we're all going to react occasionally, mm-hmm. and not to judge ourselves when we do. Anything else, Jill, before we finish?
No, thank you, Fiona, but thank you for a great topic.
Well, this is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.